Trev, usually people go to Vegas and have a holiday, but you obviously worked pretty hard and found the men you want.
Yeah, look, in my time, I've been going to Vegas since 2000, and I've never come back signing three guys in such a short period of time. So it's probably the most successful we've had. Now we've just got to make sure in December and January we're pretty good on the floor.
Tell us about the new one.
Yes, Derek Cook. He's athletic. We really wanted someone to be athletic, defender, get out there and finish above the rim, and you would have seen the highlight films that he certainly can do all those things. So we're excited. We need a workhorse underneath. He's big and strong, and we think he's a really good fit for our team, especially complement Bryce and Devondrick on our roster.
Jamil ended up being a pretty good player for you. Is he as good, better than Jamil, what you've seen?
Yeah, look, he's not as long. Jamil had 7'4 wingspan, and he was a little bit fine, but he could block a lot of shots. So it's a little bit different. This guy can get out there and defend on the perimeter and get out there and fill the lane a little bit quicker. So, Jamil had that good of a year. He's gone to Spain. So he's a little bit different, but certainly will incorporate his strength into the team.
Can you believe it when Bryce said, you weren't confident keeping him? No. And he comes along. What was that day like for you?
He got big offers in Europe. I seen him in the Summer League and he kind of whispered, and there was... we were talking with Webster about, he wanted to get out. So I thought I'd just ask Bryce, what's the chances of coming back? And he kind of said, oh, yes. And I really couldn't believe it. And so things moved pretty quickly there. And he's taken a big financial hit to come back to Australia. And he said it's the best place he's ever played. And hopefully, he'll be here for a couple of years.
And you've got such an attacking weapon. You've built your game in defence for so long. As a coach, do you stick with that, or do you go, he's so good at what he does, we should swing it around and focus a bit more on the attacking side of the game?
No, we never want to rely on one person. So I've actually been fortunate to coach some really good players, Leroy Loggins, Steve Woodbury, and when I was first starting out, and teammates tend to stand around and just look and watch, and we don't want to incorporate that. We want the whole five guys playing as one, and where the ball finishes up, it's a good opportunity. And Bryce brought into that last year, and it was just so happened game three of the grand final, he was hot and everyone was making sure he got the ball.
Did he outline why he wanted to come back? If he's taken a financial hit, what were the reasons for him?
Yeah, it's just the lifestyle. I said there's no egos on the team. It's something he's been searching for his whole career, to play somewhere where he enjoys it and enjoys the lifestyle, loves Perth, and it's a short season, so that has its benefits as well. We cannot compete with European financially, so we've got to take a different tack. We're a development and lifestyle, and we're pretty fortunate to have a great nucleus on our team.
So you finalised your list now. How does it compare to this time last season?
Yeah, well, this time, I was thinking last year, we were getting ready for the Olympics, but we didn't have hardly anybody. I think Casey was really late to sign. It's an exciting time. We start our pre-season August the 7th, and we'll have most of our team here then ready to go. So, we're looking for a great start to the year, and hopefully we get these guys acclimatised to the culture and to the standard, what's required.
Just with Cook, was there a moment in particular or a skill set in particular that he has that you decided, we want this guy?
Yeah, it was. We were looking for that guy that could, finish above the rim, run hard and rebound. We really need someone that can get the ball. We got some scorers around him, with Bryce and Devondrick and Matty Knight, and we really need that role player to get in there and do the hard work, and be physical. And he ticked that box. He can get out and run and fill the lanes, and then we seen a couple of films that he was finishing above the rim, and that's the guy that we want. So it was a pretty quick decision once he ticked all those boxes.
And you mentioned with Bryce that it might end up being a couple of years. Has he given that indication?
Well, I think that's just the coach wishful thinking. Look, he's just a quality person, quality player, so hopefully he continues the form that he had last year.
How close did he come to landing an NBA deal?
Yeah, I think Atlanta signed another guy from the D-League. The NBA's changed a little bit, but they have the two-way contracts where you see Torrey Craig there now, so every team has two players they can have on a two-way contract, which really hurts our league. Because there's another 60 players staying in America, and we don't get to those players. So But I think that it came down with Bryce just getting into a great situation for him, and he enjoys coming here and you know, and being successful last year helped a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of people already talking up, you know, it could be a three-peat for the Wildcats, especially with Cotton on board. How do you view that situation?
Well, I just remember the same people were canning us in December.
Yeah.
But that's to win a championship, you've got to have, you know, the team rolling at the right time of the year, and we were very fortunate to do that. You've got to be healthy at the right time of the year. So there's a lot of challenges to go with that, but look, we feel that we've got a team, if we're healthy and playing a good round of basketball, we'll be up there challenging again.
You said before that you've never been to Vegas and come back to Triglox. How significant is it?
Lost a lot of money.
From a coaching perspective, being able to plan from now, knowing that everything's done, how much ahead does it put you with the way you go into pre-season?
Yeah, it does. It gives us a really leg up to start pre-season on the fly. So we've got our personnel now. The hardest thing now is getting them on the court and gelling. Sometimes, you know, tick all those boxes and then get on the court, it doesn't work, you know. So that's one of the part, and it's the beauty of having experienced older guys on our team, with Damo, with Jesse, with Maddie, with Greg there. You know, they're the guys that are adapt to suit the strengths of other players, and, you know, that's been a big reason why we've been successful the last couple of years.
Did getting Cotton change your recruiting process once you signed him, or did you have these other two guys lined up anyway?
I really thought leaving here we signed Casey, you know, and Casey said he wanted to come back, and then all of a sudden he had a 21-point game, 7 rebound, and got a lot of interest over in Europe, and his mind kind of shifted from there. So unfortunately we couldn't get Casey back, but we got Bryce, which was great to get one of the two. And then it was, okay, we got to get Casey's replacement. And Devon Drick was a great perimeter shooter. He's very energetic. You'll see he's very charismatic. Sorry. And he'll be a great injection into the team, giving us a lot of energy. And we're hoping Derek can finish the fast break for us.
There's two other teams in the comp that have got a lot of money. Do you expect to maybe see Casey in the NBL, or do you think he's done?
I hope not. you never say never, but as far as I know, he's heading over to Europe, but anything's possible.
And Trev, just with Bryce, so if the NBA comes calling again, he won't be going back. You've got him all season. Is that the agreement?
Look, I don't know the nitty-gritty, but I think he's pretty much closed the door at the moment for the NBA and wants to be here for a championship. And, you know, that was a big sacrifice last year to knock back that 10-day contract to win a championship, and he certainly led the front on that. We won't hold him back if they do come knocking, but we hope he's here for the whole year.
Can I just ask very quickly, Matty Knight, how do you look after him this season and trying to avoid 7 or 8 concussions in one year?
Yeah, look, it was going down the back end of the season was a concern, and obviously getting that light tap in game 2 of the grand final was in game 3. But look, we've done everything possible. We've sent Matt to specialists in Victoria to make sure he's A-OK, and giving him some time, downtime, to make sure he wants to do this. And Matty's in a really good place now to play, and you know, he's come out and said this is be his last year. And unfortunately, it's a contact sport, and you're going to wear some every now and again. We thought about giving him a helmet, but that's just makes his head bigger. So, you know, hopefully he'll be okay, but we've got to take that as it comes.